This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Jordan has tried to build support among wary Arab countries for a post-war future for Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken walked into a bustling hall in Amman as he prepared to join a meeting of Arab foreign ministers to discuss ways to stop the war between Hamas and Israel. After the meeting, Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, told reporters,
"The whole region is sinking in a sea of hatred that will define generations to come."
The Jordanian and Egyptian foreign ministers urged an immediate ceasefire to stop the growing death toll in Gaza. Blinken, however, took the position that that would be counterproductive, saying,
"A ceasefire now would simply leave Hamas in place, able to regroup and repeat what it did on October 7th.
Blinken made clear the furthest he would go was supporting a humanitarian pause. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's military struck a refugee camp in northern Gaza on Saturday, killing and injuring several people and destroying homes. The strike was the latest in a series of airstrikes after Israel escalated its ground invasion and encircled Gaza. Rescuers were working to recover the bodies of the dead and rush the wounded to hospital. Thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators demanding an immediate halt to Israel's bombardment of Gaza have marched in Paris, Berlin, and other European cities. Police were on the lookout for violence, anti-Semitic behavior, or support for Islamic extremism at the rallies on Saturday. At a Paris march that drew several thousand, demonstrators called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. This is VOA News. Hamas rockets are still being shot at neighborhoods near the southern Israeli city of Sirat, about 3 kilometers from Gaza. The town of about 30,000 is home to many new immigrants who now find themselves caught in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Natasha Mozgova reports from Jerusalem.
Masar Shayerdo said she is grateful for support the evacuated immigrants receive in Jerusalem, but being away from home for a long time and uncertainty as of when they will be able to go back to normal life is difficult.
You are waking up in the morning and you have nothing to do. It's hard. For the kids at least, a solution was found. They wake up in the morning and go to study.
She and other immigrants shared their concerns with the government.
They said it will go on for many months. Something needs to be done. We need to be able to work.
The Israeli government is preparing its citizens for the possibility of a long conflict. Natasha Mozgova, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Survivors of a strong earthquake that struck Nepal's northwest in the middle of the night have described sudden shaking by houses collapsing and burying entire families as the death toll rose to 157. Most of those killed were crushed by debris when their houses, usually made by stacking rocks and logs, crumbled under the force of the trembler midnight Friday. U.S. officials and lawmakers expressed support for the extension of a trade program that grants eligible African countries duty-free access to U.S. markets. The move follows a clear push by eligible African countries at the African Growth and Opportunity Act trade forum in Johannesburg to have the program extended. It's currently slated to expire in September 2025. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called on the U.S. Congress to extend the program for a far longer period than the previous 10-year extension granted in 2015. More and more U.S. cities are considering ending the right on red traffic law that allows drivers to make a right-hand turn at an intersection if the coast is clear. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
After a dramatic spike in automobile crashes that have killed or injured pedestrians and bicyclists, cities like Washington, D.C. and Ann Arbor, Michigan have approved a ban on right on red. Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle are considering those changes too. According to the Governor's Highway Safety Association, more than 7,500 pedestrians were killed last year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.